This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Since it first opened its doors earlier this year, the Champlain Area National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, known also as the NAACP, has received a slew of discrimination complaints. Many of those involve alleged discrimination regarding housing, whether renting or buying to own a home. Mary Brown Guillory is the president of the Champlain Area NAACP, and she says Vermont was sorely in need of an NAACP chapter where people can have support to make their concerns and voices heard on a variety of issues. Since the group officially opened its doors in Vermont in July, the organization has grown to more than 200 members. Mary Brown Guillory joins us now on the line to discuss the organization's role in Vermont, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Could you tell us first how it came about that you and other leaders decided to open an NAACP chapter here in Vermont? In fact, I was surprised that Vermont did not already have one.
Well, we had joined a lot of activist groups in the area, and there was some discrimination in Burlington, and we felt that we needed to organize in an official group because the grassroots organizations, I didn't think they were being heard by our local politicians.
Well, I understand that your organization has received a number of complaints about housing discrimination, and you have testified about this issue at the State House as well. What are the kinds of problems people are reporting?
We've gotten so many, but some of the reports are just basic discrimination. When individuals go for a rental property, they are told that it is not available. There are other incidences where individuals contacted, people of color contacted local realtors. They were looking for residential homes, and they were shown homes in downtown Burlington and Winooski area when they were looking for homes that were one family, three, four bedrooms, and they were approved for that amount, but the realtors were showing them city properties that were not in desirable neighborhoods.
You know, we've read reports that there was an anti-racism in schools meeting in St. Albans recently, and that protesters drove by waving Confederate flags. Do you know anything about that incident in St. Albans?
Well, that is not the first time that we've heard that and seen that. I mean, you have to know that several schools in Vermont have Confederate flag right on their printed material. So you should contact them, and maybe they have videotape. But that is, most times individuals respond to us, it is not in a cordial manner. I can tell you that I talked in front of the school board about their, in South Burlington, about their mascot. And it, when I moved here, the mascot had a Confederate flag, and there was a rebel soldier. And people would fly the Confederate flag at the games, and then they finally moved the icon. But just in the last few months, I have been told that students have worn shirts with the Confederate flag in South Burlington High School. But what I find about changes, the change cannot come from outside of, say, the school. It has to come from inside the school. They have to want to change.
The South Burlington mascot that you were just referring to, South Burlington High School, I believe they've dropped the actual mascot, let's say, from showing up at games. However, they've kept the name Rebel as part of the high school there. Now, I'm imagining that's something you would like to see changed completely.
Well, they said they're going to rebrand the name, and I just thought that that was such an insult that they would say that, because when slaves were owned, they would brand them. And then when they go to another plantation, they would rebrand them. And I thought that that was just the oddest word to utilize. And also, how dare they have the audacity to try to redefine history? It just shows that they operate from privilege instead of operating from empathy.
I want to ask about another incident, something we reported on earlier this fall. And this is a case at Castleton University where a football player was abruptly dismissed from the team, an African-American football player. Some advocates argued he was discriminated against for his race, having transferred to Castleton from a Division I school. I wonder if the local NAACP has been involved in investigating this matter in any way.
Yes, we did investigate, and we did send a letter of concern to Castleton that Hezekiah Williamson had been discriminated against. He was dismissed from the football team for reasons that were, they couldn't be validated. They were not valid reasons. And he was not the first football player that this has happened to after we started investigating. But as a person that's been living in the Green Mountains since 92, there is racism and bias alive in Vermont. And I'm just hoping that the citizens of Vermont would unite in one voice and let everyone know that they want change, that they know that this is not their core morals. This is not what they truly believe. We have to unite and we have to support one another in these endeavors.
And Mary Brown Guillory, you bring up an interesting point. I think there's a perception outside of Vermont. Vermont is seen as a very blue state, a very liberal state, and probably enjoys a reputation as being open-minded and very sympathetic to people of color. But do you find that because Vermont is such an overwhelmingly white state, that it has problems that perhaps are not perceived by those living here, some of the problems you've just discussed here?
Well, the thing is, I'm not isolating it. I think Vermont is just as racist as all the other states, but they are definitely in denial. When you can't grocery shop and store clerks ask you, because you're a person of color, to open your book bag to see if you've been stealing something. When you go to get gas and if it's on a winter day and you go to a full service station and they will not pump gas in your car, there are issues. What bothers me is when you try to address these issues, you always get Vermonters saying, oh, that couldn't happen here in Vermont. Yes, it happens in Vermont. It happens daily in Vermont. People need to take their heads out of the sand. They need to help to change these conditions. They need to contact their legislators. They need to contact businesses that are discriminating against people of color. We ask them to join the Champlain NAACP as we unite our voices to fight these issues.
Mary Brown Guillory is the president of the Champlain Area NAACP. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much.